Yeah.
This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cardia.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Durham.
Here.
Ms. Hartman-Navel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of August 27, 2019?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Ms. Durham?
I just wanted to let everyone know I plan to table 19080, ordinance 19-080.
Thank you. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Ordinance 17-095 and 096 will remain tabled this evening. And just for the record, the developer has not gotten final approval on the traffic impact study, so we're waiting for them to advise us that they're ready to proceed.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, I'm going to, at the appropriate time, motion to consider resolution R19-159 with the companion ones to be read in, that is ordinance 19-081, and voted on as a unit.
Can you repeat that number, ordinance 1?
19081 is the companion piece to the resolution.
Okay.
That I previously, 19-159.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements from members of council? Seeing none, moving on to the introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19088, revised zoning map, Room 100, north side of Silverside Road, south side of Wilmot Drive, 3203 Silverside Road, tax parcel number 06052.00232, 0.35 acres from NC-15 Neighborhood Conservation to NC-15 and H Historic Overlay Zone. Ordinance 19089, amending FY2020 approved operating budget, appropriate funding received from the Registrar of Wills Technology Fee Account, Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account, and Clerk of the Peace Technology Fee Account for the respective contractual services budget line items for year 2 of Microsoft Office 365 licensing. Ordinance 19090, on the FY2020 capital budget, appropriate $8,051 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds to the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 Capital Project. Ordinance 19091, amend the grants budget, appropriate $141,698.71 in program income and realign $556,884.67 in the Community Development Block Grant FY2019, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 19092, amend the grants budget, appropriate $100,000 in funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor with funds provided by the State of Delaware Department of Health and Social Services to the 2019 State Year-Round Youth Employment Program Grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 19093, amend the FY2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $54,000 from Newcastle County Technology Fee Account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds to the Newcastle County Council Contractual Services line item for fiscal year 2020.
Thank you. Next is reports from select and special committees. Beginning with the Public Works Committee.
I wasn't there at the Public Works. There was no meeting.
And that was canceled?
We did. We called the meeting to order, but the speaker, we decided to hold that off for a later date. So it was the quickest committee meeting I think we had. At least I'm thinking of his history of the county council. So we adjourned the meeting very quickly.
Thank you. Next, the Land Use Committee was canceled. The Executive Committee was canceled. Finance Committee, Mr. Cardio.
Thank you, Madam President. Today, the Finance Committee met on the 8th floor, 1:30. We had a group of resolutions. There were purchase orders, one going to Family Promise of Northern Castle County, one to the City of Newark. We got one resolution appropriate capital funding from the State of Delaware for capital improvements to parkland. We had one purchase order also from the State of Delaware for health and social services for animal control. That won't have any controversy. Ordinances, we had a companion ordinance for the parkland improvement. We have an ordinance to repave easing on Fair Church parking lot. That's a pass-through from the Delbot one pay plan revision. One ordinance for Delaware State Housing Authority for Strong Neighborhoods grant program, and one streetlight ordinance. Thank you. And we also approved several council grants. There was nothing for expense and revenue roundtable. We heard comments from the county executive branch, and then we adjourned the meeting.
Thank you. Next is the Public Safety Committee, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President, the Public Safety Committee met today at 3 o'clock on the 8th floor. We had on the agenda two grants that are on tonight's agenda to be voted upon. We had a presentation from the police department. We had a presentation from the paramedics. We had a presentation from 911 call center. And we had a notification of the Public Safety Awards.
Thank you. Next is the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the, well, let's see, in the consent calendar, we do not have anything this evening. So next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced, and I open up the floor. To the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from members of council. Begin with R19157, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like Resolution 19-157 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 19157, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Family Promise of Northern Newcastle County, Inc. for a pass-through grant from the Department of Community Services in the amount of $90,000.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you. This is a pass-through grant to our Department of Community Services that we're going to fund the Family Promise of Northern Newcastle County for rapid rehousing of the homeless. And we really appreciate having this resource available to handle that situation.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19-157.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R19-157 is passed. Next, R19-158. Mr. Smiley and Mr. Cordier. Mr. Cordier?
Thank you, Madam President. Like Resolution 19-158, read by title only, to be placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 19158, authorizing the execution of on-purchase order contract for the City of Newark Planning and Development Department for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $269,319. Mr. Cartier?
Yes, this resolution authorizes a contract for the City of Newark Planning and Development Department, and it is a pass-through grant from Housing Urban Development, and we are the one of the major sources of pass-through grants to our subsidiary organizations like the City of Newark. This resolution proposes $269,319 from HUD that will pass through to City of Newark for their Planning and Development Department.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19158. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Not voting.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 not voting.
R19158 is passed. Next, R19159, Mr. Sheldon and Mr. Cartier. You wanted to combine this with, was it Ordinance 19081?
Yes, Madam President. Before I begin to make motions to act on this legislation, I'd just like that Ordinance 19-080 reflect my name. It's Cartier. Little typo there. No, it's not on it. 8-1 does not have my name. Please make sure my name is on Ordinance 19-081. And I just want to thank Councilman Sheldon and Councilman Woods for indulging me. This is really going to the Public Works Department, but they're allowing me to carry this forward tonight. Thank you. I'd like to motion that Resolution R19-159 and Ordinance 19-081 be voted on, placed before Council for its consideration and voted as a unit tonight.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is passed.
And for the public record, this is one appropriates the funds and the other, the ordinance actually expends the funds.
Okay. Is there, does anyone from Council have questions or comments?
Can read into record.
Read into record. And then it's Mr. Sheldon. I have you been here as a leading sponsor. Did you want to speak to this?
No, I'm okay. Fine.
Resolution 19159, amend the FY 2020 capital program, appropriate $50,000 in funding from the State of Delaware Fiscal Year 2020 Bond and Capital Improvements Act toward the Department of Public Works General Parkland Improvements Capital Project. Ordinance 19081, amend the FY 2020 capital budget, appropriate $50,000 in funding from the State of Delaware Fiscal Year 2020 Bond and Capital Improvements Act toward the Department of Public Works General Parkland Improvements Capital Project.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you. This appropriation of funds from State of Delaware is made available so that we can construct a dog bark park in the River Road Park, located in the 8th Council District. And I want to, before Council votes on this, I want to thank Representative Heffernan for working in partnership with our Public Works Department to provide this nice dog park amenity for the residents of the 8th District and the 6th District as well. Rep District, thank you.
Thank you. And I'm asking to be added as a co-sponsor to both, which is R19159 and the companion piece 019081.
That's fine.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments on either piece? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19159 and 019081. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carney?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Gilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R19159 and 019081 are passed. Next, R19160. Mr. Smiley or Cartier? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I'd like Resolution 19-160, read by title only, to be placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 19160, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the State of Delaware Department of Health and Social Services for animal control services as mandated by the State of Delaware for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $1,607,178.71. Mr. Cartier?
This represents the annual payment to the State of Delaware Department of Health and Human Social Services for their animal control services that they perform for the county in the amount stated in the body of the resolution.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19160. Mr. Bell?
Not voting.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Gilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Not voting.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 2 not voting, 1 present. R19160 is passed. Moving on to ordinances, 019080. Ms. Durham?
Thank you. I'd like to ask that 19080 be read into the record, please.
Okay. Ordinance 19080. To amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 6, Building Code, Article 3, Administration, Section 6.03.020, Special Guidelines for Work Done on Historic Structures, regarding issuance of a demolition permit by the Historic Review Board. Ms. Durham?
Thank you. First, I want to say that Councilman Cartier would like to be added as a co-sponsor, and I thank him for that. I just wanted to let everyone know that this is on the agenda of the Historic Review Board next week for discussion, and so I would make a motion for it to be tabled tonight.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? 019080 is tabled. Moving on to 019082, Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, I move that ordinance 19-082 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 19-082, amendment grants budget, appropriate $33,755 in the State of Delaware Department of Transportation to the Ezion Fair Church Parking Lot Improvements Grant for the Department of Public Works. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, this is a parking lot improvement that Newcastle County only administrates. It's a pass-through grant funding from the Community Transportation Fund. So this is for, it's located on 1400 B Street in Wilmington, Delaware. And it, again, it's provided by the Community Transportation Fund.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019082. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardner?
Yes.
Ms. Doran?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
019082 is passed. Next, 019083. I move that item R019083 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Ordinance 19083, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service managers and administrators, represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, ASME, AFL-CIO, Affiliate Local 3109, to revise the position title of Transportation Division Manager to Fleet Services Manager, and to adopt the revised class specification.
Per title, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019083. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardio?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Gilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 019083 is passed. Next, 019084, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 19084 be read by title only, placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19084, amend the grants budget, appropriate $400,000 in funds from the Delaware State Housing Authority to the Strong Neighborhoods Housing Program 3 grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins?
We had an explanation and a discussion this afternoon in the Finance Committee meeting per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019084. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardio?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
019084 is passed. Next, 019085, Mr. Bell?
Mr. Street? Yes, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 19-085 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 19085, amend the grants budget, appropriate $150,000 in anticipated State of Delaware grant and aid funds to the Police Behavioral Health Grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Stewart?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019085. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardio?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 019085 is passed. Next, 019086. Mr. Bell or Mr. Street? Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to have ordinance number 19-086 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 19086, amend the grants budget, appropriate $50,000 in funding from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Cold Case DNA grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Street?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019086. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardio?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 019086 is passed. Next, 019087. Mr. Carter?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Ordinance 19087 be read by title only and placed before Council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19087, to provide for the installation of traditional streetlights in the Colony at Summit Bridge East Subdivision located in the Penkin 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights.
Per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019087. Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carnegie?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 019087 is passed. Next, 017095 and 017096 remain tabled. Next, we have time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions, beginning with R19161. I move that item R19161 be read by title only and placed before Council for consideration. Resolution 19161, remembering the life of Celestine Murray Bullock. Per title, does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19161. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R19161 is passed. Next, R19162, Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. I'd like Resolution 19-062, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19162, honoring the Delaware Running Club's Best Foot Forward program, its contribution to the sport of running in Newcastle County, and the club's outstanding support of the Edgemoor Gardens track team.
Thank you. I guess we added as a co-sponsor, Mr. Cartier?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you.
Just a couple comments. Delaware Running Club went beyond the call of duty to help out the youth of Edgemoor Gardens. They provided track shoes so that they could field a team in track, and they did incredibly well. And the gentleman from that organization couldn't make it tonight, but I'm hoping in the next council meeting they'll be here to receive a presentation.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19162. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R19162 is passed. Does anyone from the public wish to address members of council? So please come forward. Would you sign in? Thank you. Come up and you'll state your name for the record.
My name is Brad Siegfried. It is my goal to protect my family's personal safety, peace of mind, and property value. I'm here tonight to ask for your help in accomplishing that goal. The state-funded barrier to my goal is what the state calls a Center for Substance Abuse Treatment and Workforce Training that has opened at 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road. That sounds so much less worrisome than calling it a combination drug rehab, Prison Reentry and Construction Equipment Training Program. On July 2nd, 2019, over 60 residents met with State Representative Valerie Longhurst, State Senator Nicole Poor, and County Councilman Bill Bell at the Delaware City Library to discuss this program known as The Refuge. Residents were understandably upset that the state had funded the placement of this program in our neighborhood without consulting or informing us before or after the politically well-attended ribbon cutting on February 15, 2019, or the governor's tour on February 28, 2019. Only when the weather warmed up and we began to see strangers walking in the neighborhood did we realize what had happened. At the conclusion of the library meeting, our state elected officials agreed to schedule a follow-up meeting at the Delaware City Fire Hall in a month to a month and a half. They agreed to conduct the necessary community outreach to encourage residents to attend. They agreed to provide answers to the questions posed at the library meeting. You can find those questions online at movetherefuge.com. While most of those questions can only be answered by the state, I would like to thank Councilman Bell and the Land Use Department for their help in answering question number 3. Does the operation of the refuge at this location comply with all federal, state, and county codes and regulations? I urge Councilman Bell to coordinate with the state elected officials so that we can have that next meeting at the fire hall and receive answers to our questions. Stepping back from the specifics to look at the more general issue of how the county coordinates with the state on placements of programs such as the refuge, I urge this council to find a way to work with the state to protect the personal safety, peace of mind, and property value of their common constituents. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Would anyone else wish, does anyone else wish to speak? And then Mr. Cartier.
Yes, sir. I just would like to thank you for coming out this evening and appearing in front of County Council with a well-thought-out appeal to us. And we will take your appeal, I'm sure, very seriously, and do what we can to assist your community.
Thank you. And so you'll please come forward, state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Okay, my name's Henry Miller. I also live on McCoy Road. Good evening, and thanks for the opportunity to speak before the council. The last council meeting, I witnessed a great display of our local government coming together and working for the people that elected it. We all have a great representative government that, according to Councilman Street, got into a good fight. Thank you, sir. When I first came to speak, I thought I had a good fight, too. Councilman Bell, I'd like to thank you for all your common sense approach to helping us voice our concerns and to guide us along our journey that we've come on. I'd like to thank Land Use for all the work that they have done. I'm sure they are getting a lot of pressure. Everyone feels pressure that has gotten involved in this. 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road does have the ability to work to operate as an institutional residential type 2 facility, as it did before. The residents would be a member of an institution or have institutional care, or would be treated by staff in an institutional setting, rather than living independently. Institutional setting would be persons that come there for care and housing. Now, we now have almost a constant parade of vans, between 2 and 10 people. They come several times a day in these vans to what appears to be a clinic. We've submitted a FOIA request for the application and licensure of DSSS for Aquila Behavioral Health. Now, the research I've done leads me to believe we probably won't obtain this. So, we'll see what we get. But 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road operated for close to 50 years as an institution for developmentally disabled persons. Yes, I understand that disabledly developed persons and drug addicts are protected classes. Where's my protection? Where's my enjoyment of my property? So, I'm here tonight, and here's something I've learned on my journey. In New Jersey, they give their property residents of their of a neighborhood a property value reduction when a group home moves into the neighborhood because they figured they've devalued some things. Now, a group home is a business, and it generates income. Therefore, I think it should shoulder some more of the burden on the tax base. Property taxation has been granted to Newcastle County County Council, and I'm just throwing an idea out there to start a discussion. And I'd like to thank everyone in my closing for the great experience to engage all the leaders of our government. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to thank Mr. Miller, Mr. Siegfried, Mr. and Mrs. Scarmozzi that have continually came before this council to express and explain what they're experiencing in their neighborhood and the adjoining neighborhoods. As everyone knows, we had a very thorough discussion in the Public Safety Committee meeting this afternoon about mental health, about helping folks, and it kind of led to our discussion of the refuge. I continue as an individual councilman and a district council person to be appalled by the manner in which this has been handled, and I think we all understand and agree that state-funded, federal-funded health and social services, and yet they're supposed to be looking out for the same constituency, the same public, the same residents that we are charged to look out for and protect. Not only do I think that it has caused frustration within the community and some fear in the community, but when you take a look at property values, when you take a look at the land use process in this county, and I stated it this afternoon, and these folks have witnessed it here in this council chamber, this council operates its land use for development in a very open and transparent manner. Legal counsel, developers come in. They have and are encouraged by this council to develop work groups for direct input from the folks that live in the adjoining communities or the community where something should be built. And we all benefit from that because at the end of the day, even when we vote, the majority of us recognize the value and the input that the community took the time to share and to work with something that's going to go either adjacent or within our neighborhood. And not always do they agree or do we agree, but they had the opportunity. With this particular facility and other facilities that have been placed in Newcastle County, the public, our residents, our neighboring communities had no input, was unable to ask questions in the beginning, nor did anyone even take the time to explain to them what the facility was going to be, what it was supposed to be, and how it was going to be managed. This is a facility that has not, continues to not be managed properly. And so our fight, I think, for our constituents, our representation for our constituents throughout this county is far from done. We talked this afternoon about there needs to be a much open and better line of communication between our state government and county government services. And I understand what it says in a paragraph where the state and the county can basically trump county code. I read it, but I don't believe for 1 minute in a court of law that the courts wouldn't rule in favor of our citizenry. So, once again, I want to thank Mr. Miller, Mr. Siegfried, Scarnozzi's. They have taken the lead role of our community to champion this and to try to make things right. It is not right, and nor will it be right until we're able to get it resolved. I just ask for council support. There was a lot of good discussion this afternoon. I think there's a lot of frustration on the part of many members of this council with the way some of these things come about in our communities. And I understand rights of folks and, HIPAA. I understand all that. But I don't understand the total lack of consideration for the folks that are in an area where a state-run facility is put. So I think we've well begun, but I think that we have a lot of work to do. It's far from over. We're looking probably early October that there will be another meeting of the community. I mentioned Mr. Siegfried and Mr. Miller on the way in that I'd like to see us get back with Jim Smith within the very near future to talk about where is land use on it. They were looking to stop the use of the construction equipment on this site. Imagine, if you would, living next to or adjacent to, okay, a facility that are running jackhammers, front-end loaders, okay, and not just from the dust and sound, but these folks have invested a lifetime of savings to have a home, and they've lived there. They've had their property, and so not only the devaluation, but I think the whole manner in which this is handled by the state with federal funding, and even as county government, we have got to put something in place that stops this from occurring in the future. So I thank everyone for listening to me, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank everyone.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bell. Is there any other comments from members of council? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This meeting is adjourned.